Friend, this is Dr. Firoz Alam. Before you, I would like to talk about The Importance of Being Earnest by Oscar Wilde, a Victorian dramatist. Here, I would like to discuss about the theme of this drama. This is the central theme of the play, which is the sincerity versus hypocrisy. Wilde lampoons the Victorian convention of preserving the appearance of respectability to hide cruel, manipulative, avaricious attitudes and unrespectable behavior. Many scenes reflect this theme, such as when Gwendolyn and Cecily indulge in a catfight thinly disguised behind polite conversation at tea. Concealing her fury at Gwendolyn's insults, Cecily gives Gwendolyn large amounts of cake and sugar after Gwendolyn has specifically declined both on the grounds that they are not fashionable. The theme largely revolves around the name Ernest, with its sound alike adjective earnest, meaning sincere, honest, or serious. In the context of Victorian morality, as the critic Eric Bentley wrote, the play is about earnestness, that is Victorian solemnity, that kind of false seriousness which means rigidness, hypocrisy, and lack of irony. It is vitally important to both Gwendolyn and Cecily that their lover's name is Ernest because it inspires absolute confidence. Both women are so obsessed by the superficial seriousness symbolized by the name Ernest that they do not take account of the inner man. Indeed, Gwendolyn is so fixed upon the name that has not noticed that Jack has been deceiving her about his imaginary brother for the entire duration of their relationship. Ironically, however, neither Jack nor Algernon are what they seem, so they are not really Ernest. That Jack turns out really to have been called Ernest all along is an ironic twist. He has been telling the truth in spite of his intention to tell a lie. That Jack has only been truthful by accident is Wilde's satirical comment on the lies and deceptions by which conventional society operated. All the main characters lead a double life. Jack has invented an imaginary brother, Ernest, who enables him to get up to all kinds of mischief in town with impunity. Into the bargain, Jack gains an appearance of charitable behavior in his forays to town, ostensibly taken to help his brother out of trouble. Algernon has invented an imaginary friend, Banbury, who enables him to escape his responsibilities by going to the country and, like Jack, to appear charitable. Gwendolyn fixates so strongly on marrying someone called Ernest that by the time Jack proposes, she has already constructed their romance in her mind. He hardly has to do any wooing for herself. For her, the imaginary Ernest represents sincerity. Cecily, too, constructs an entire engagement for and Ernest complete with a break and reconciliation. So fascinated is she by his wit reputation. Even those paragon of apparent Victorian respectability, Lady Bracknell and Miss Prism, have hidden past. Lady Bracknell had a sister whose son was lost at the very railway station that in her mind is such a disreputable place that it disqualifies Jack from marrying Gwendolyn. Moreover, the son who was lost is Jack, whom before the revelation of his true identity she had despised as a social outcast. Miss Prism too has a dark secret, having fled her position as Mrs. Moncrief's governess after mistaking the baby Jack for the manuscript of her novel. Thus, in the play, nobody is what they seem. In particular, the veneer of respectability that society demands is never what it seems. It cannot be taken at face value. A homosexuals were not the only people who led a double life in Victorian England. There are many examples of men secretly supporting two households. The novelist Charles Dickens, who wrote novels in support of family values and domestic virtue, was one such man, though there are complex reasons why such situations were relatively common. A large factor was the narrow Victorian view of what was morally acceptable for those who could not meet such a standard, but who wanted to retain a high standing in society. The double life was the solution to the dilemma. Thank you very much.